brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 23, 2026. Memorial services for State Trooper will be held today in Salem. Musicians gather in Gloucester to aid families of the Lily Jean. Cloudy, breezy, near 60. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:10 p.m. The Salem News is reporting that Salem officials say numerous road closures will be in place Wednesday morning during memorial services and the funeral procession for State Trooper Kevin Traynor. The services for Traynor will be held at St. James Church on Federal Street starting at 11 a.m. Thousands of state and local police officers are expected to arrive in Salem on Wednesday to pay their respects. Road closures near the church are expected to start at 7:30 a.m. and continue through the morning. Many more details in today's Salem News. Gail McCarthy writes that on Sunday, all musical roads lead to the Cut on Main Street, where close to 70 musicians will band together to perform in a benefit concert to support the families of the 7 crew members lost at sea on January 30, when the Gloucester fishing vessel Lily Jean sank. The all-day event will run from noon to 9 p.m. May 17 at the Downtown Music Venue on Main Street, billed as a day of music and unity for the families of the fishing vessel Lily Jean. The musical performances will be interspersed with stories and tributes from Gloucester's waterfront community, including family members of some of the commercial fishermen who were aboard the vessel. See today's Gloucester Times for many more details from Gail McCarthy. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On Tuesday, Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart announced the lineup of this year's 4th of July concert at the Hatch Shell on the Esplanade.
Now, I suppose this dates me somewhat, but I was in high school for the bicentennial celebration, and I remember watching that concert when the great Arthur Fiedler on the Hatch Shell. I didn't even know what the Hatch Shell was at that point. But I remember watching the show and thinking this was just such an amazing thing, and wouldn't it be great if someday I could be involved with something that was that great? Well, my dreams have come true. Like millions of others, I watched it 50 years ago, and now in my 31st year as the Boston Pops conductor, it's a special thrill for me to be leading our sesquicentennial celebration. As the governor just revealed, and I don't think I'm going to be here for 300, but have a good one. As the governor just revealed, this year's show presents three major stars in three distinctly American genres: country music, hip-hop, and jazz. Lainey Wilson is one of the biggest and brightest stars in country music today. She just headlined the Stagecoach Festival in Coachella and is the subject of a Netflix documentary, Keeping Country Cool. Her newest single is called Can't Sit Still, and I promise you, no one will be sitting still when she's on the stage. Chance the Rapper is a trailblazer in hip-hop, rap, and soul, known as one of the most innovative artists working today. Beyond his music, Chance founded Social Works, a Chicago-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering youth through the arts, education, and civic engagement. And Trombone Shorty embodies the spirit of New Orleans. His music fuses jazz, funk, rock, soul, hip-hop, blues, and Caribbean influences. He leads Shorty Gras, the official Mardi Gras music festival. He and Lainey were just headliners at the New Orleans Jazz Fest. As the governor mentioned, we have a deep bench of supporting talent, including the Boston Children's Chorus and our very own Tanglewood Festival Chorus, along with the Boston Crusaders Drum and Bugle Corps, the Middlesex Volunteers Fifes and Drums. You might have been entertained by them on your way into the convention center today. And the USS Constitution Color Guard. We also welcome a very talented young pianist, amazing graduate of Boston Arts Academy and a student at Berklee College of Music, Palin Sue Yavuz, who was one of the winners of our annual Fidelity Investments Young Artists Competition in 2024. One of the many ways this event reflects a statewide partnership is through the screening of We Declare, a video about the Declaration of Independence created by 8th grade students as part of a statewide competition presented by iCivics. The winning video will be screened at the show. The Pops will perform two world premiere pieces composed specifically for this concert. Our poet laureate, Reggie Gibson, will read his poem, Song of Massachusetts, which has been set to music by the BSO's composer chair, Carlos Simon. and Spirit of America by Jim Stevenson, who is a graduate of New England Conservatory, because all roads lead through Massachusetts, will premiere during the fireworks display. And speaking of fireworks, get ready for the most spectacular display yet. This year, for the first time, the fireworks will be choreographed to music performed live by the Boston Pops. And the only thing I regret about this is that I'm not going to be able to sit there and watch the fireworks. Gotta work. And also, for the first time, we are adding a drone show, a revolutionary-themed display that will accompany the 1812 Overture, one of the event's signature pieces. We expect the in-person crowd to break records, maybe over 500,000, and to be one of the most diverse and inclusive ever. For those who can't join us on the Esplanade, we are excited to have CNN as a media partner. The entire event will be broadcast locally on WHDH Channel 7 and streamed on the CNN app and CNN.com. Portions of the event, including the fireworks, also will be carried live on an international CNN broadcast of July 4th, America 250 celebrations throughout the country. This year, we kick off the event at 7 p.m. and the party goes on until 9:30. It's going to be one for the record books, and I can't wait to strike up the band.
That's Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore Sports, Hamilton Wenham Athletic Director Craig Genualdo is leaving the school after 14 years to become the AD and Dean of Students at Amesbury High School. Genualdo has had many successes at Hamilton Wenham, including its recent field expansion program that includes a new turf football field. In high school baseball, Hamilton Wenham is now 16-0 after yesterday's 9-4 win over Pawtucket. Pitcher Owen Waddell struck out 11 Panthers to pick up the win. Elsewhere, Swampscott blank Winthrop 14-0 to up its record to 12-3. David Palmer went the distance on the mound for the shutout win. And Newburyport baseball won its 10th straight game with a 2-1 walk-off win against Amesbury. Shea Cook delivered the game-winning single to win the game for the Clippers, who have a record of 9-3. St. John's Prep Lacrosse picked up another one. This one, a 13-3 decision over Catholic Memorial. The Eagles are now 13-3. They were led by Ryan McCarthy's 4 goals. In coaching news, Swampscott High School has hired Paul Moran as its new boys basketball coach. Moran starred at Swampscott in the 1980s and scored over 2,000 points for the Big Blue. And he's coached a team before. Most recently, he was the girls' hoop coach at Marblehead. Earlier this year, Jason Knowles stepped down as the Swampscott coach. In the pros, the Red Sox fell to the Phillies last night 2-1. Game 2 of the series is tonight at Fenway. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports director, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.